after the G7 summit in France ended today, President Trump spoke to reporters, and when asked if China would come to the table on trade talks, he said this.
I think they want to make a deal. I'm not sure they have a choice. And I don't say that as a threat. I don't think they have a choice. In the meantime, the United States, which has never collected 10 cents from China, will in a fairly short period of time be over $100 billion in tariffs.
The president referring there to his hopes in the escalating trade war as the U.S. slapped tariffs on Chinese products and China slapped some of its own on U.S. products in return. On Friday, the president sent global markets into a nosedive after calling the Chinese president an enemy and calling on all U.S. companies to stop doing business in China. Let's check in with NPR's Frank Langfitt, who is in Biarritz, France. And Frank, all weekend we were hearing from you how other leaders were distancing themselves from Trump's trade war, even if they agreed that China has unfair trade practices. Today, President Trump called this a successful summit, a great unity. How would you characterize it?
Well, I think it felt to me, Robin, like it started off with people being pretty distant. And then at the end, there was clearly an effort by Emmanuel Macron, the French president, who's also the host here of the G7, to try to show unity. And the visuals were good. He was up there with President Trump giving a joint news conference. If you remember, the last time this happened was Canada. President Trump left early, didn't even sign the communique, and was in a spat over trade with Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada. So definitely it did look better. I think what was interesting was to see that President Macron is trying to play kind of a brokering role between the Iranians and President Trump. And so that was interesting. We'll see where that goes.
Well, as you mentioned, he invited Iran's foreign minister.
He did.
For a surprise visit to France. President Trump said he knew about it, but did he? I mean, what's the sense of what's happening there?
We hear that he did know about it, and I don't think he knew about it before he got here, but I think he probably knew about it on Saturday. It would have been very unwise to just completely spring it on him. Yeah. And what's interesting is, you know, when we see President Trump at these big multilateral institutions, whether it's NATO, where he's berated people, countries for not paying their fair share of defense, he will sometimes throw tantrums. That didn't happen here. And I think that's very interesting. I think that Emmanuel Macron flattered the president, honored him, showed him a great time. Biarritz is a beautiful setting. At the same time, Macron had his own agenda and was also very clear about that. So I think there may be also a sense, as we watch these European leaders, that they have a better sense of how to manage President Trump. They've known him now for 2.5 years and dealt with him.
Well, then what happens when it comes to climate change and the Amazon? There was an agreement made to help South American countries fight the fires in the Amazon. But President Trump skipped a session on climate change. I mean, what's the sense there?
He did, and the official explanation is he had another meeting with other world leaders, but some of those leaders managed to show up, or certainly Angela Merkel, the chancellor in Germany, did. It's a huge issue, and it's a big issue for voters in Europe as well as the United States. So it was very awkward to see him not there. Emmanuel Macron really tried to play that down and say the president had other things to do, but he's committed to this, and you shouldn't read too much into it. So it's also, you also get a sense occasionally with some leaders trying to provide cover for the president when he, in this case, either he had something else to do or didn't want to go.
Yeah. You're based in London. Are you hearing anything over the weekend that makes you think that there will actually be a Brexit deal done by the deadline there? That's October 31st.
It's hard to imagine at this point. Anything is possible. I certainly, no one has been able to figure out Brexit or predict it. But there's big distance. The EU doesn't want to get blamed for this, and so it's saying we're willing to talk. Boris Johnson is the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom is saying they're going to try to rework a deal to avoid a hard border on the island of Ireland. But there's not much time left, and it took them an awfully long time to get to this point. So people are not optimistic, and I think people are looking at the 31st as it could be a very tough day for both the EU and the United Kingdom in terms of trade and economics.
Well, by the way, you mentioned Boris Johnson, and there was that exchange between President Trump and Boris Johnson. They were being asked questions by reporters about trade, and President Trump said, you know, I think everybody here agrees with my tariffs, and Boris Johnson jumped in and said, I'm going to be kind of sheep-like, which others have said to us, when was he ever sheep-like, and say, I don't agree. We don't agree. We want diplomacy, not tariffs.
Yeah, and you heard the same thing from Angela Merkel, also very diplomatic today when she was meeting with President Trump, saying, we do want this resolved. And, of course, you got to remember, the United Kingdom and Germany could be in a few months could be in recession, both of those countries, the fourth and fifth largest economies in the world. So they're very concerned about, and we have Brexit coming up, which is going to could be very, very disruptive.
Yeah, the global economic slowdown that people worry about here is already hitting some of those countries.
It is.
Yeah. NPR's Frank Langfitt from Biarritz, France. Frank, thank you.
Happy to do it, Robin.